A powerful earthquake struck New Zealand's second largest city this morning, killing at least 65 people in one of the country's worst natural disasters. More than 100 people are still believed to be trapped in the rubble in the city of Christchurch, as Charles Collins reports.
The quake hit at just before 1 p.m. local time. It's the second strong earthquake to hit New Zealand's southern island in 6 months. Although last September's quake was stronger at 7.1 on the Richter scale, it left no death toll. The earthquake on Tuesday happened in the middle of a busy workday, killing dozens. The mayor of Christchurch, Bob Parker, was himself injured in the event.
I was thrown across this deck and unfortunately fell very heavily on a table, which is causing me a little bit of discomfort, I can tell you, but nothing compared to the issues that so many of our people are facing at this time. So, look, it's just, you know, words do fail you, frankly, because there's nothing adequate in the lexicon of our language to convey what it feels like to be in this place at this time with what's in front of us at this moment.
The spire of Christchurch's well-known stone cathedral toppled into a central square. White multi-story buildings collapsed in on themselves, and streets were strewn with bricks and shattered concrete. The airport was closed, and Christchurch Hospital was briefly evacuated before later reopening. After surveying the damage, New Zealand Prime Minister John Key said the country may be seeing its darkest day. I'm Charles Collins.